Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante. This is quarter number two. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape. And Ross, we're going to continue our positional review series talking defensive line. Are you all ready for that, my friend?
I am. Yeah. Is this the end?
This is the end. How about that? We're wrapping up the positional reviews.
Wow. All right. Well, this is exciting. You know, Jim, I got to be honest with you. You know how we usually talk about in life, you know, we're saving best for last?
Yes. Did we say best for last?
I think we might have saved worst for last.
Uh-oh. That's not what we want to hear.
Well, I know, but just sort of in general, I think this is the biggest question mark on Penn State's team. And I think it's probably by far the biggest question mark on Penn State's team. I feel pretty good about, you know, the running backs, the receivers, the O-line, the quarterback, the tight ends, the linebackers, the secondary, you know, all of those position groups. Now, I'm not saying they're the best in the Big Ten or whatever, but I at least feel like I have a decent idea of what we can expect to get from them. That is really not the case when it comes to the defensive line. The defensive line feels much more like an unknown, much more up in the air. Part of that is because of the transfer portal additions and deletions with not having Antonio Shelton anymore. But if anything is going to hold back Penn State's team this year, Jim, it will probably be defensive line. As most of our loyal listeners know over the years, I believe defensive line to be the second most important position in the sport after quarterback. And Penn State's got a lot of question marks on their defensive line. They're not bereft of talent. You like that word, Jim? Bereft?
That's an Ivy League word, isn't it?
There you go. I don't know. See, here's the thing. I don't remember ever actually reading the word bereft in my life. So where I came up with that, I have no idea. But anyway, it's not that they are bereft of talent. I think they've got some young, talented players like Adisa Isaac, like Hakeem Beamon. I do think Mustafa is sort of the most known commodity. I'll be curious with his weight gain to see how that manifests itself. But it's the area where they lost the most, and it's the biggest unknown. I mean, they lost two NFL draft picks in Adafe Owe and Shaka Tony, and they lost a longtime starter in Antonio Shelton, the D-tackle. That's a lot. I mean, they lost three quarters of their defensive line.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised that you said quarterback was most important. I was sure you were going to say offensive line, Ross. But regardless, let's start with the defensive ends, where you could say after last season they are bereft of talent in that they lost Jason Owe, Shaka Tony, and even Shane Simmons. So this is going to definitely be a new crew, probably starting with Adisa Isaac. And the question there is, can he step up? We thought he had lots of talent. And then the transfer coming in is Arnold Ibikiti coming in from Temple.
Yeah, so everything I read and hear about Ibikiti sounds good, right? And is certainly encouraging. You know, he was productive at Temple, and I tend to believe that if you're pretty productive at Temple, that he's going to be able to come over and give them a veteran, stable presence. You know, there's a guy from Temple that went down to the University of Miami, Quincy Roche, And he had two really good years at Miami and just got drafted by the Steelers in the sixth round. So I'm hoping Ebukite is able to sort of do what, you know, what he was able to do down at Miami. Ebukite can do that for Penn State. That's what I'm hoping. Isaac is an exciting, promising young player. And he did some positives last year. So certainly I'm encouraged by what they might be able to get from Isaac. Those two guys, I guess, Jim, are somewhat known commodities. You know, Ebukite at a different team and a different conference, and Isaac, you know, on a sporadic basis. But now he'll be asked and tasked with a full-time role. Maybe the bigger question, the question is, first of all, are those guys okay or are they good? Right? Like, I think they'll be at least okay, Jim, but are they going to be plus players? Like, are they going to be positive difference makers like Owe and Tony were? And then the depth. You know, where's the depth going to come from? Is it Tar Burton? Is it Smith Vilbert? Is it one of these other younger guys kind of coming out of nowhere? They've got a bunch of true freshmen there. You know, is it my guy, Zariah Fisher, the former Aliquippa linebacker? So they need, first of all, Isaac and Ebukite need to be good players and not just okay. And then they need Tar Burton or Smith Vilbert or both to show that they can get in the rotation and really, really make some plays and be contributors.
I wanted to ask you about Smith Vilbert. He's listed at 6'6", 250. I know you did his scouting report a year or 2 years ago. What your thoughts are on him? It just seems like that frame works for defensive end.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's maybe the first guy you want to have come off the bus for the away games, right? Like, he looks awesome, body beautiful. He was a little bit raw watching his high school video, which is, you know, why he redshirted. But physically, he certainly has the ability. You know, though, Jim, it's funny. We've been doing this a long time now, man. There have been a lot of guys that we've seen physically, their high school video, they look great. But for various reasons, it just never happens for them. They never really learn the skills or the technique or play with the requisite intensity. You know, I'm still surprised Aaron Monroe never played for Penn State. Where did that guy go? Some of these guys go to the transfer portal and fall off the face of the earth.
Well, that just goes back to what we've talked about several times about the transfer portal, Ross. It's not you enter the portal out of Penn State and end up at Michigan or Ohio State or programs like that. The fact is most guys entering the transfer portal enter it for a reason, which is they weren't good enough at their current school. Anyway, while we still have a couple minutes, let's shift to defensive tackle. You already alluded to it. P.J. Mustipher is the known name, the known entity. He's put on more weight. They're telling us it's good weight. But it's going to be P.J. Mustipher and who?
Well, so a couple of things here. First of all, I will say that I am a little skeptical about the Mustipher weight gain. I'm not sure I really understand the logic, why he did it. I'll say this, Jim. I don't know many guys that are 305, 310, okay? And then they gain 15, 20 pounds. That doesn't make you quicker. That doesn't make you more agile or more explosive or more likely to make more plays in the backfield. It just doesn't. So I don't know that I will say from my perspective, I'm sure there's a reason why they did it. From my perspective, it feels like the jury is still way out there, way out on Mustipher. You'd like to think that he'll at least be stout at the point of attack, a la Austin Johnson. The question is really whether or not he'll be able to make some difference-making plays. You know, Hanzard is a really big kid, and he never really makes very many plays. You know, he's just kind of out there, a big body, taking up space. It sounds like, and I don't know that much about him, Jim, but it sounds like this Derek Tangelo, the Duke grad transfer, is more of a run stuffer himself, right? I mean, I haven't watched him yet, but it sounds like he's more of a run stuffer as opposed to like a difference-making penetrator.
Our buddy T. Frank Carr came on our show. He did do a scouting report on Tangelo, and it is, as you said, he thought of him as a more the run stuffer. His thinking is we might see a rotation in that second tackle position. Maybe Derek Tangelo early, you know, on first down and running situations, and then Akeem Beeman may come in as the penetrating second tackle.
No question. And Beeman is a guy that I know they were really excited about last year. He showed some flashes, but definitely not the consistency that they were looking for in terms of making difference-making plays. But he's a guy that I think they really believe can make plays for them. So, you know, more traditionally, Mustafer would be the shade on the center, really just the keystone, if you will, holding that point of attack, not getting knocked back. And then Beeman is the guy that you would hope gets in the backfield like Anthony Zettel did back in the day, creates havoc. And then, man, do they have a lot of other bodies, Jim. I mean, Hawkins and Hanzard and Darkwa and Ellies, and then they got the true freshmen coming in, and they've got, you know, guys like Vanover and Mulba. I mean, they have a lot of depth. Well, let me take that back. They have a lot of bodies. I don't know if that's actual depth yet, but they have a lot of bodies competing for those other spots. But I think it'll be Mustafer, Beeman, Tangelo would be my guess, getting most of the reps.
Of those young guys, real quick, Ross, is there any one of them that you're excited about?
I think Izzard was a guy I liked. I remember he was a DN. They move inside. I think he's got a real shot.
All right. Very good, Ross. That is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to take your questions, and we're going to ask Ross. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.